So many people take to reading tarot because they want to expand their intuition. They want to feel intuitive. They want to feel powerful. And I love tarot as a tool for intuitive growth and intuitive exploration. I've been reading tarot for 20 something years now. It's been a while. If you haven't heard, I bought my first tarot deck in Disney World at a villain's store. So it's not the Disney villains deck. This was a long time ago. That didn't exist. But there was a villain store that sold villainous things. And there was a kit that came with a tarot deck and a palm reading book. And that was my first ever tarot deck. And I was actually there in high school. I played trumpet in the school band. And we were there to play in Orlando. And there you go. The rest is history. But I want to talk today about how tarot and intuition go together and how you can use tarot with your intuition, what the stumbling blocks are, and some things that you might not have considered on this journey. If the word witch makes you feel full of power and excitement, if you love personal development but loathe boring love and light conversation, if a sexy combo of witchery and inner work piques your interest, you're in the right place. Welcome home, Magic Maker, and welcome to Expedition to Soul, the podcast brought to you by the Sisters Enchanted. Welcome into this episode of Expedition to Soul, getting so close to 500 episodes of our podcast when it used to be called Magic on the Inside and now Expedition to Soul. And we have a whole series actually on tarot. So if you go way back in the archives, I mean, I'm talking back like episode 13 or something of Magic on the Inside. So you got to go back to episode like one of Expedition to Soul, and then you'll hit Magic on the Inside, and then you got to backwards through those. But we have podcast episodes going through every card of the tarot deck. So if you're interested in this topic, we've got tons on tarot. We've been teaching it for 8 years, almost 8 years, I guess 7.5 years right now. And I've been reading it forever and I just love it. And one of the things I love about tarot is the story and the symbolism in it. So for those of you who don't know, I have my master's in education. I ended up working with kids and adults with learning differences and executive function and sensory processing and social skills and all kinds of stuff like that. But I actually went originally to be an English teacher, and it was my dream to teach like high school English and with the juniors and the seniors and talk Beowulf and Shakespeare and Dante's Inferno. And that was my dream, is to like tear apart literature, or like maybe even teach at a community college with the 18 and 19 year olds and just bridge the gap between the teenage mind and the world of literature. And that was really like my wish. And then anyway, long story short, now here I am doing something different. But I love tarot because it's a storytelling method. And this is where the intuition comes in. When you're reading tarot for yourself, and this is especially imperative if you're reading tarot for others. Okay, now I'm going to go on a tangent. You have got to understand what stories already live within you to truly be effective at being intuitive with tarot. And the reason for that is because your subconscious mind is always creating stories, and it's impacting how you're interpreting tarot, the subconscious energies you're holding, the subconscious connections, the subconscious thoughts. So if you are reading tarot and subconsciously you hold a story that something's not available to you, or you don't have the emotional vocabulary to talk about something that comes up, then you're only going to interpret the cards through the frame of reference that you have. All right. So you're only going to interpret the cards through the frame of reference that you have. If you are looking for a tarot reader, this is one of the reasons why I actually get very few tarot readings. And when I do, I want to know a lot about the person, because the same with them. If they have a guarded frame of reference or a small frame of reference for life, for story, for energy, for coaching, for intuition, for emotional vocabulary, then that is the like max amount of reading of guidance that you're going to get from that reader. So when you're reading tarot for yourself and you want to use it as an intuitive tool, I love it for that and for the practice of hearing your intuition. But here's the thing, you actually get more intuitive by being more intentional. So the more intentional you are with your thoughts, with your body, with your energy, with your experience, with observation of the world around you, the more intuitive you will become, because you will have more self-trust for yourself because you are more familiar with your body. You're more familiar with your thoughts. You're more familiar with the cues. You have opened your frame of reference and made it more expansive. So the key to becoming more intuitive is actually to become more intentional. So tarot can help you do that because it's a beautiful, like I said, storytelling tool. And you can practice pulling cards, doing spreads for yourself, and really stretching yourself to think in different ways, to think outside of the box. Now, you might be saying, but Sarah, isn't intuition the first thing that you think of? And actually, if you've ever taken our tarot throwdown class, we certainly teach that in there, the first thing that you think of. And yes, that is true. My contention here is that you can grow that. You can grow the thoughts that come to mind through intentional practice. So there's two pieces there. The self-trust in just thinking, what's the first thing I thought, and writing it down, right? That's how we grow self-trust, which is part of growing intuition. But when you are looking to truly have guidance from yourself, your higher wisdom, that's where this intentional part comes in and where we want to grow our energies and grow our capacities. We want to know ourselves from the inside out. We want to learn about the energy centers. We want to learn about how we relate to time and space and our past stories and our future stories and our present stories. And even like the rhythms of energy. So what energy are we in when it comes to the moon or your hormonal cycle, your shadow work? When we know all of this, that can help us to have a more, I don't want to say detached, but a more nuanced, a more truly helpful, less biased reading for ourselves. So some examples here, if you were to pull the Three of Swords card, you know, that is the heartbreak card. It's the sadness card. It's the heart with the three swords right through it. There's blood, there's tears and rain. It is the heartbreak card, like plain and simple. Sadness, heartbreak. And so you might pull that card and be having like heartbreak in your life or sadness, and it's an affirmation of that to you or validation. Or you might pull that card and think, I'm missing something, like a grief I haven't processed. Or you might pull that card and think, I better be on the lookout, like something's coming my way. Well, you could also pull that card though, and if you happen to know that you've really been struggling to speak your confidence, you've been struggling to tell your partner that you want to like dive in to exploring something that you've never explored before, and it sounds really strange to them and they just can't get on board, and you're struggling to have the conversation and to really assert yourself. So maybe you know that. You know that energy, that story lies in your solar plexus, right? And you also know that you want to feel confident, and you know that you have a shadow story because you've done shadow work, and that you've often been like poo-pooed for your ideas or made fun of for them. And so now you pull the Three of Swords. Well, now it's not just, oh yeah, like there's sadness because I'm not doing this thing, or I feel sad because I'm not being heard. That's very surface level. You can get super deep on that then and see the Three of Swords. And you can look at that and say, all right, well, this is the sadness from my youth and those past stories surfacing, which is agitating the shadow in my solar plexus energy, which is really getting me farther away from feeling confident because of the agitation of those stories. And now, because you know all of this other information about yourself, your intuition can be more spot on and helpful for you instead of just this, oh yes, this is the sadness card. Clearly I'm sad, right? The same with like the Ten of Pentacles, a beautiful card that's like abundance and family and, you know, what happens if you keep going on the journey and wealth and all that good stuff, like retirement, love, wealth, family, yada, yada, yada. But if you get that card and you think like, oh, maybe that's a goal I'm working toward, or you think everything's going to work out all right, perhaps this is another instance where you want to feel, maybe you want to feel abundant. Maybe that was your intention. Maybe you want to feel supported or something. And then you know that in your root energy center, you hold a story of lack from childhood, lack of finances. And then with your shadow work, you've seen how every time money comes your way, you sabotage it and you thwart it, or you don't accept it, or you give it to somebody else. And now you're pulling this 10 of pentacles. And rather than saying like, yes, keep doing what I'm doing, it's you recognize it then as like a, you know, danger warning. You're about to fall back into old patterns. And that's because you've done this other work. And the beauty of, if you have a reader that you're ever working with who is familiar with all of these types of modalities and understanding of intention and shadow work and energy and whatnot, they can ask you the right questions to make sure that they are also interpreting the cards in a way that is truly in alignment for you and helpful to you. I think that there's this sense of, with intuitive readings, with card readings, that, you know, if the message doesn't make sense, just to hold on to it and it'll make sense eventually. And I think that is true. I do think, though, that a powerful reading comes from the most powerful questions. And so when you're going through reading and using tarot for yourself to expand your intuition, are you asking yourself the right questions? How do you do that? By being more intentional, paying attention to yourself. That is how you ask the right questions. And then somebody who doesn't know you, just practicing asking good questions to interpret in the best, most accurate, useful way possible. So when you're using tarot to grow your intuition, or you want to use any tools to grow your intuition, I would suggest to you, get very intentional in your thoughts, in your energy, in your body. Start to pay attention to just nuance in your energy and the way you think about things that you don't even realize you're thinking about them that way, like the thoughts that come up in you, or when you get frustrated, how quickly the frustration arises and how long it takes for it to waft away. All of these are cues about who you are, your energy, and how you'll interpret tarot. So I think tarot is a beautiful tool to practice intuition. Certainly just flipping over a card and like, what's the first thing that comes to mind? That's a beautiful exercise in self-trust. Like, do that. If you don't feel like you trust yourself, that is a perfect exercise in self-trust and creativity and getting your thought juices flowing. Amazing. Definitely do that. What I'm talking about here specifically is tarot when you are really doing a deep dive on yourself, or you are looking for your higher wisdom, your inner higher self to come through so you can better understand a situation. This is where the intention piece, you want to get more intentional to become more in tune to your intuition, which is always speaking to you, but we're very good at misinterpreting it. The same with feeling like that we get really excited for something. We're like, I just know it's going to happen. I just know it's going to happen. And then it doesn't happen. And we think, well, I'm not intuitive and I'm wrong. But there's an ego attachment to the end result. And if we don't know that about ourselves, that we have an ego attachment to certain things, or we don't recognize it in ourselves, or why might I be feeling this way? What's actually true here? And what is my, what's really intuitive versus what's really emotion? And that you can only get there through intentional knowing of yourself and then in continued practice with your intuitive work and strengthening your self-trust. So it's two pieces there, the self-trust piece and then the intentional piece where you understand and are very clear on how your body feels in certain circumstances, what your mind is thinking, how you talk yourself into thinking certain things. And I use that phrase frame of reference because unless you practice thinking outside of your frame of reference, you will only ever answer yourself from within your frame of reference. Another piece of this when it comes to intention, we always ask people in our holistic witchery program, we start by learning about the moon. And with the moon, we learn about setting intentions and lunar intentions and solar goals. And with lunar intentions, how do you want to feel? And I really ask people and I encourage them to think outside of their regular emotional vocabulary for how they want to feel. because there are so many words to describe anything at all. And we just fall back on the ones that we know and that feel familiar to us. So if we want something new, we have to use a new word. We have to use a new phrase. We have to do something outside of our frame of reference. And that's where that intention piece comes in also. So being intentional with the words you're choosing to use when you're reading a tarot card, or you are writing down your thoughts about it, and you're understanding the words that are coming up for you. And if you're pulling cards and you just keep pulling them, you pull them every day or every week, and it doesn't feel like you're becoming more intuitive or really growing with them, then I would say it's time to become more intentional. It's time to expand your emotional body. It's time to know your energy stories. It's time to do some shadow work. And that will help with the tarot practice and having that be a core piece of your spiritual experience that also helps you grow in your everyday life. And that's where the magic comes in. That's where the beauty is, right? When you are both making magic and expanding your practical life, your personal relationships, and everything just grows and blooms and expands together. And oh, it's so beautiful. It's just so beautiful. All right. Well, there you go. There's some thoughts for you on tarot and intuition. It's a topic that I because it was my first like metaphysical tool and witchy way into this world. I'm very passionate about tarot, and from my English background and storytelling, I'm certainly very passionate about it, and I love it as a tool. And whatever way you're using it, like keep using it for sure. Don't let this podcast episode make you think that you need to like not use it. But if you're feeling like you're reading the cards, you're taking the notes, but like everything else kind of stays the same, that's where everything I talked about today comes in. To make it part of your practice of expansion and consciously creating a life that you love and that just feels like it's made of magic. The tarot can help, but you got to be intentional about it along the way. All right, y'all. Well, if you want to learn more about this, be sure to check out Holistic Witchery, because we start the classes again soon for our 5-Eye Spiral and the Witchery portion of the program, where we go through moon cycles and the chakras and tarot and Lenormand cards and shadow work. It's beautiful. You'll also learn the 5-Eye Spiral, which is our unique to us framework for shifting your thoughts and also making practical change and taking action in your life. And we teach astrology fundamentals as part of the program, and also conjuring abundance, where you will learn to identify your North Star right now, make space for it to come into being, and also all the money magic that comes along with that too, because who doesn't want that? All right. Well, thank you for hanging out with me. I'll see you in the next episode. And until next time, I hope that you have an enchanted rest of your day ahead. If you love the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or a review. That helps us to get the word out about all we're doing here at the Sisters Enchanted. Thanks for being part of our community, and we'll see you in the next episode.